You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well, and welcome back to the program. And today we're talking about this. Why do we forget to remember? Seriously, why do we forget to remember? Have you ever thought about that? With everything vying for your attention, how do you stay focused on what matters most to you? So in today's episode, I'll show you a very powerful yet simple way to remember. Because honestly, why do you forget to remember? I believe it's because we don't have enough reminders. And a reminder is something that renews our mind. And a renewed mind is a transformed life. I'm going to say that again. A reminder renews the mind, and a renewed mind is a transformed life. So think about it. If we forget to remember because we don't have reminders, we're missing out on an opportunity to transform our lives. That's pretty huge. So remember when we talked about the definition of soul in the past? Remember when we've talked about that? We said it's our mind, our will, and our emotions. And of course, you know how we define soul, S-O-L, right? It's sipping on life, of course. Well, this reminder today will actually help you to remember to focus on your heart and soul while sipping on your life, okay? So I've come up with three powerful reminders for you that will allow you to not only sip on life, but allow you to connect with your heart and soul with a beautiful, you know it, an acronym, because you know how much I love a great acronym. So I want you to think about soul, but this time in a little bit different way, because this soul is actually going to help remind your heart and soul how to sip on life and how to really tap into the mind, will, and emotions, and especially the mind, because we are renewing our mind. And when we do that, remember, we transform our lives. So for us, I want you to think about this. Start small. That's right. It's about starting small and finishing big. So often, we don't get to the big because we have gotten so overwhelmed, we've gotten so distracted that we're not paying attention. We're not paying attention anymore. Or we're paying attention to all these other places that we don't really choose to be paying our attention. And we go through life unconsciously. But instead, if we commit to starting small and we keep everything in front of us, it's right there, we can see it, we can actually focus on the most simple yet profound thing to focus on. Start small and finish big. Commit to doing a small thing every single day, because small things every day become big things and big days. So when you start small, you're able to focus in on that one little thing, but you do it consistently every single day. What is that for you? What could that be for you? And then, I want you to think about this. Open your day. Not only opening your day, but opening your day with a big step for you. And this is all about creating a morning sacred self time with a renewal ritual. Not only a renewal ritual, but one that reminds you. That's why it is renewing. It's reminding you. So you start the day by opening up space, sacred space, for you to listen, for you to share. And that sharing can be in writing, not necessarily sharing it with another person, but you're sharing it with your own sacred self. The listening, you're listening to your heart and soul. The listening, you're listening to God. You're sharing it with God. You are having that quiet, very sacred time. And then you set an intention for your day and commit to that by staying open. And then last but not least, we have L. Love the little things. I know, it's so simple, yet so profound as well. Love the little things. When you think about loving the little things, I want you to look for everything that you love in your day. Seriously, everything that you love in your day, take note of it. Document it by taking pictures. What do you think about that? This is a strategy that I started doing years ago. In fact, when I first moved to New York City, I was taking pictures every single day. I still do take pictures pretty much every single day, but when I'm in the city, I am taking tons of pictures because I'm so appreciative of every single thing that I see, think, feel, and experience during my day. So think about this. Think about documenting your day, paying attention to what you absolutely love, whatever it is that really grabs your attention and inspires your heart and soul. And you're like, yes, I love that. Because if you see beauty in something else, guess what, my dear? You are seeing that same beauty that's in you. That same beauty is in you. That same inspiration is in you. Whatever it is that grabs your attention and you're like, yes, I love that. Pay attention to what's grabbing your attention because whatever you're loving is also in you. So take a picture of it, document it, and at the end of the day, review everything that you love. I know, go back through your pictures and notice them. Appreciate them. Take time to acknowledge what you love. Take time to celebrate what you love and to actually appreciate what you love in your life. Give thanks, and thanks will give you more to be thankful for. I'm going to say that again. And thanks will give you more to be thankful for. I know, this is such a beautiful strategy, and it works. I teach this to all my coaching clients. Take pictures, take pictures, take pictures of what inspires you. Because when you do, you can magnify the beauty and the love in your life. So number one, S, think about starting small so you can finish big. Stay focused on the simple and build on that every single day. Number two, O, open your day with a big step for you. When you do that and you create that sacred self time in the morning, it sets the intention for the entire day. You keep whatever it is that's important to you in the forefront of your mind and your heart, and you're guided by that throughout your day. And then three, L, love the little things. And when you do, those little things will grow into more little things, and little things will become big things. I sure hope this helps you today. This strategy I've been using for many years, and it works. It works because we've all heard the old saying, out of sight, out of mind. That's right. Keep it in your mind. Keep it in your sight, your vision, your focus, your intention, and watch what happens in your life. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write out the letters S-O-L. Write down, start small. Then commit to the smallest yet most consistent step you can take on a daily basis. Write down O, open your day. How will you open your day with sacred self time? And then L, begin to list the things you love most in your life. Look for them throughout your day. Look for new ones and commit to taking pictures. Next, write a note that says, I love my heart and soul. That's S-O-L. Place it on your mirror, your refrigerator, your computer, wherever it is, so it stays in front of you. But every time you see that S-O-L, you're going to be thinking about starting small, you're going to be thinking about opening up, and then you're going to be thinking about all the things that you love. This will remind you to remember with a renewed mind and a transformed life. It's a small thing, but it keeps me on track. And I trust that it's keeping you on the track, the path, the journey of your life, the journey of sipping on your life, the adventure, your soul adventure of loving your life and your life's work well. Thank you so much for being here. I'll look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life. and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.